reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed down, shaken together and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you." The Gospel of the Lord. The central Lenten theme is conversion, which isn't just, as Pope Benedict never ceased to remind us, a slight course correction in our life, but is meant to be a major revolution in our life. The first reading today describes the Israelites' recognition of their need for this type of conversion. "We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your law. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets," etc. And they asked God for forgiveness. We continued that petition in the responsorial psalm, begging the Lord, "Do not deal with us according to our sins." The real translation there is, "our sins deserve." And God responds. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us how merciful the Father is. Throughout his entire revelation of the Father's love, he describes that love of the Father, that the Father is the Father of the prodigal son, constantly looking out precisely not to deal with us as our sins deserve. He's the one who rejoices more over one repentant son or daughter than over 99 Blessed Virgin Marys who never needed to repent. But that's not enough for us to cry out for mercy, to recognize our need for it, and to come and receive it from the opened heart of the Father, who didn't even spare his own son, as we heard yesterday, but handed him over for us all precisely to take away our sins. It's not enough to stop there. We need to be transformed to become merciful like our Father. And that's where Jesus went in today's gospel. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. You know, we pray in the Our Father, "Forgive us our sins just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us." And Jesus went on to say immediately after teaching us those sacred words with which to enter into a communion of love with the Father, that if we forgive those who have sinned against us, so will our Heavenly Father forgive us our sins. But if we fail to do so, neither will we receive forgiveness from the Father. That's what Jesus describes in the second half of this passage, that in order for us not to be judged or condemned, we can't judge or condemn. For us to be forgiven, we need to forgive. I think one of the most powerful parables Jesus gave was of that steward who had a servant come to him and owed him an amazingly, unbelievably expensive debt. We've calculated it before, 10,000 talents. It's in the billions of dollars. Someone came who owed him the equivalent of about 40,000. And even though he was a couple billion dollars richer, he refused to forgive the one who owed him 40. And that points to what happens to us. God has forgiven us the sin of crucifying his son by our own choices. No matter what anybody else has done to us, including murdering a family member, including violating a family member, is nothing in comparison to what we've done to the Lord. And that's why we must always be lavish in our forgiveness of others. It's a small little token of how lavishly God the Father has forgiven us. The real moral lesson of the gospel is that God initially deals with us with incredible mercy. He sent his son down to teach us everything we need to know, to set for us the standard, to give us his help, together with the Father, to send the Holy Spirit to help us to live up to that standard. We're not on our own, thanks be to God. God will help us from the inside. But then once God has given us that standard, and once he's given us his help so that we have no reason why we can't meet it despite our own frailty, he then says he's going to hold us to that higher standard. And that the standard we set will be the standard that will be boomeranged back to us. And so, the question for us every Lent is, as part of that conversion, are we seeking to become truly like God? That's the purpose. To forgive as God forgives. To love as God loves. To serve the least as God serves the least. To pray as we see Jesus pray. That's what the Holy Spirit has been sent to help us to do. And the standard we live by will be the standard that God uses at our own judgment. Let us ask him who calls us to his own standard once again to give us his grace to live up to that standard with his own help, so that we might be judged by a truly Christian standard, a merciful standard that we're called to implement fully today, tomorrow, and always.